You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Physician burnout is a hot topic, and it is a real issue. In fact, burnout can lead to all kinds of conditions, from medical errors to depression, sometimes even suicide. Research is showing that more than half of all physicians report at least one symptom of burnout. Joining us live in studio to talk more about this is Mandy Draper. She is an adult certified nurse practitioner with St. Alphonsus Regional Medical Center. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. Happy to be here.
Let's just start with this. What is burnout?
Complicated question. I'm going to try and make that quite
easy.
It's much different from stress. Burnout is more about chronic stress reactions. It incorporates a few different things. One is emotional exhaustion. You're just so depleted. It's hard to get your work done. You have a lot of depersonalization. You have a lot of disengagement with your patients, with the organization, with your goals that you have in mind. And you have lack of personal lack of fulfillment in your personal achievement. So you might get an award that says, hey, you're in the top 5% of the nation for providing patient experience. And you're like, yeah, I don't feel it. So burnout is very different than stress. Stress is actually pretty good when it's acute. It's adaptive. Chronic stress is maladaptive. You know, chronic stress makes us perform inefficiently.
And so talk about the symptoms of burnout versus stress, because we all feel stress in our jobs. I mean, even when you love your job,
right,
you still feel stress.
Right. And leading into that, I just want to say some statistics, and then we could go into some of the symptoms. But really, statistically, Idaho has the number one rate of burnout. We're 49 out of 50
really?
Nationally for the amount of primary care providers there are to manage our patient population.
Is that because we also have a doctor shortage? Does that play into it?
Absolutely, 100%. We have a lot of rural communities. We have more complex patients that are requiring more time and more care. There's a lot of regulations involved. Changes in the healthcare environment, but physician suicide rates are up 22% in the nation. We have over 400 physicians that commit suicide every single year. The depression rates are higher. We have 130% female and 40% male at risk of suicide, more so than the general population.
Wow.
Yes, and that accounts for gender, age, amount of work experience that you have. And so you have that. And so many of physicians, providers, we don't like to admit that we have depression or anxiety, fatigue. We don't recognize when we're so far in it that you have lack of empathy. You're losing compassion for these patients, these wonderful people that you've been providing care for so long. You become uncompassionate.
So are those some of the symptoms
then?
Yes,
yes. And it's hard to recognize, like, oh, is this just because I need a vacation? You know, do I just need some time off? But again, it goes back into the emotional exhaustion. I mean, just I don't have one more ounce to give. And it can become complicated for us.
So because of that and also the fact that it is hard for care providers to say, you know what, I think maybe I have this. How do you deal with it? I mean, yeah. if people aren't talking about it,
right?
How do you recognize it?
Yeah, and that's a trait of us, right? We're perfectionists, and there are no room for mistakes. Like in our mentality, our characteristics, it's full bore, goal oriented. Do with everything you can, and we can't face an unexpected patient consequence. It's very challenging. Very difficult for us to do that. But there are so many things like within St. Alphonsus that we have to offer. And quite honestly, I have been involved with this and I'm so passionate about it. And for example, I had a provider contact me earlier this year and called me out of the blue at 8 o'clock at night and said, I need your help. I said, oh, okay. I thought it was like on a patient. And they're like, I'm suicidal. I don't know what to do. I don't know who to turn to. They were so exhausted mentally, they couldn't even make a decision. And so fortunately, because I've been working with St. Al's for so long, we have just so many wonderful resiliency opportunities. And number one thing we have is a peer-to-peer support program. We were the number one organization, the number one entity in the state to have this support network. And it is a completely 100% confidential program. And we have now been able to help providers with resiliency and decrease our physician turnover rate by having this peer to support program. And it's really these trained clinicians who provide confidential outreach for providers. I mean, that is literally one entity, and we have so many entities, you know, that we can discuss.
I'm talking with Amanda Draper. She's an adult certified nurse practitioner with St. Alphonsus. We're talking about physician burnout and how real it is. So talk to me about what some of the external factors are mm-hmm. that maybe lead to burnout. I mean, you mentioned a little bit about that perfectionist
yes.
personality, but it has to go beyond that because there are people that are perfectionists that aren't doctors.
That absolutely. Well, there's usually three big main factors, and one is the physician themselves. So again, the common traits of doctors that we've talked about, the individual factors such as debt, and 1 in 10 graduates have over $300,000 in college loan debt. So you have that going in.
That's stressful.
That's stressful. So you have the physician factors. You have their medical training. And then you have what are called workplace factors. So these would be our workplace is dramatically changing. I mean, I've been in healthcare for 2 decades, and it's changing so rapidly we can't keep up. I remember back in the day when we'd have patients with 1 or 2 medical problems. Now it is 5, 10, or 20 plus medical problems. And I need 20 minutes to deal with all of that, plus their social determinants of health might be playing a role in their self-management skills to help manage some of those conditions. We have a feeling of a lack of control. We have the new electronic medical record, which most people know now. You come in, your provider's there in front of a computer. There are advantages to that, but there's also disadvantages. You know, I remember the day with the paper chart, and it was just so blissful to look at a patient in the eye and just be able to chart a few notes and just have that one-on-one, you know, healing energy with the patient, which is what we want. And then there's the external factors. Again, the U.S. healthcare is changing so dramatically. You know, we never set out with a healthcare system with an intention in place, like, what would we like that to look like? No. Now we just have these, I call them Band-Aids, where we're just trying to fix and do what's best. But there's a lot of factors then that make it more complicated to give the care we want to give.
Are there more specialty? Are there certain specialties that have a higher rate of burnout?
Yes, and that changes based on a little bit of the different surveys that we get. For right now, it's been primary care and emergency medicine,
which would make sense from exactly what you say about things changing so quickly.
Yes, and trauma doctors, you know, and St. Alphonsus has, you know, trauma center, obviously, radiology, rehabilitation, as a matter of fact, and urology. So it changes, it fluctuates, but there are more and more demands and regulatory changes in every specialty. So it does fluctuate.
So locally, you've talked about your peer-to-peer
yep.
Program that you've put in place. What else is going on? Because
yep.
especially when you say that Idaho has the highest rate of this, I mean, that's just scary to think about because our caregivers need to be cared for.
Yes. Yes. And so St. Alphonsus has just a wonderful resiliency program. And, you know, what works for one is not necessarily going to work for another. And I always call these like resources in my back pocket. So there are definitely, you know, you have the self-care column, but we also have at St. Alphonsus, obviously we have pet therapy. We actually have massage therapy. So clinics can ask for the masseuse to come in with a chair and just provide massages for providers. We have mindfulness activities. We do Schwartz rounds, which we provide teams an opportunity to schedule time to discuss just emotionally how they're feeling honestly. We have what's very important is the clinical incident debrief support. So if something happens maybe unexpectedly at the hospital with a patient outcome, people come in, they're there to help you support that, work through that. You're not alone. I mean, that is if that is the biggest pearl out of all of this is you are not alone in this journey. And we also provide resiliency retreats. So we invite providers, we provide these retreats to help them kind of, what was brought you into this? I mean, we're very altruistic. Like, it's got to be purposeful. It's got to be meaningful. What brought you in? Like, can we help you get back to the core of why you are here?
Well, and we should note, I mean, the reason why we're talking about this is because when there is physician burnout, we see more, and this is research shows this, more medical errors.
Yes.
I mean, there are, you know, not as good of patient outcomes. So mm-hmm. it's important that the general public
yes.
knows about this and what's being done proactively.
Yes, yes. And I think it's important for providers, just like women who don't take care of themselves, they take care of everybody else and they are on the back burner. Like self-care is so important. And I had some medical issues that occurred to me over the last couple of years and I delved myself into self-care. Like number one for me, meditation. I meditate twice a day. Oh my gosh, it's changed my life. the return of investment from my meditation has been astronomical. But then I also have, you know, journaling and support from providers and my husband, and there's exercise, and I eat better, and I sleep, and, you know,
I sleep.
I hydrate.
How about that? Right. Like,
big deal. You know, yeah. If you don't get at least 7 hours of sleep at night, you are waking up with already a state of anxiety.
I want to thank you so much for coming in and talking about this, an important issue that we don't give enough voice to. So yeah. Thank you so much. Our guest today, Mandy Draper, an adult certified nurse practitioner with St. Alphonsus. We've been talking about provider burnout. Thank you again for the conversation.
Thank you so much.
Up next, we take a Treasure Valley farm to fork dinner. I'm Gemma Gaudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters.